So with the exception of sports, some breaking news, and the odd award show or reality TV finale, it seems we no longer watch TV as a community. David Carr, New York Times media reporter, says that doesn't much matter. But Matt Zoller-Seitz, TV critic at New York Magazine, says community matters a lot. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to be with you.
David, how much live TV did you watch in the month of May so far?
I watched 2 minutes and 1 second of the Kentucky Derby, and give or take, the jockey who was weeping inconsolably, I guess I hung around for a minute or two. That was fairly riveting live television. But generally, I'm sort of a goose egg when it comes to the live demo, as they say.
But you're a TV watcher. You pointedly said in a recent New York Times column that you're not one of those who sniffs and says, well, one simply doesn't watch television. You watch it, but not in real time.
If I was missing out on television, I would be missing out. And I'm sort of the juiciest part of the culture right now. All the big ideas seem to be on the small screen. I just want to be able to program them and watch them on a platform of my choosing. Is that too much for a boy to ask?
Matt, what David's just described are the patterns of a TV viewer, but someone who's not doing it the same time as everyone else, the way all this stuff used to be done.
We started to see that happen in the 90s when the networks began repeating certain shows on the weekends and in different time slots, and of course cable doing repeat views of shows all throughout the week. The cumulative audience became more important than the audience it saw it the first time. But there really just is no substitute to watching a show live, as I have discovered. Once I got on Twitter, you can see it. It's like a ticker tape or an EKG reading.
Describe for me the experience you're talking about here. You're watching TV live, and you've got your tablet or your laptop.
It depends on the show. Like a Mad Men or something where there's a lot of plot, a lot of thematic action happening, I'll usually concentrate on the show and do my note-taking during the commercial breaks. But other shows I will be kind of live tweeting, which it's part of the enjoyment for me, and apparently for a lot of other people as well. And it does turn it into the virtual equivalent of watching a show in your living room with a bunch of friends.
Presumably this can only be done in real time, because otherwise, how do you form a crowd?
Right. You know, I would say that even time shifting a little bit takes you out of that loop. And I would watch shows about, 10 to 15 minutes after their actual start time, because I wanted to be able to fast forward through the commercials. But that kind of takes part of the fun out of it. And it also opens you up to the possibility of spoilers. And I made the decision during the season finale of season 4 of Breaking Bad to stop doing that, because I left the room to take a bathroom break and returned, and something really big had happened. And I found out about it on Twitter before I actually saw it.
There's two trends here that seem to be moving in opposite directions. Matt, there's the real-time social viewing that you've described, which is on the rise. But the mega trend that's working in the other direction is the exodus to the DVR, that live viewing itself is diminishing. Is that not an unstoppable trend?
You cannot stop what's coming. DVR viewing is the second highest rated program on network every single night.
Viewing without commercials is a practical matter.
Yes, Dish Network announced a technology right before the upfronts. Hey, we can give you a product that's going to vaporize all the commercials. My concern as a consumer is that when the business model goes away, all this yummy programming that Matt and I really enjoy might go away. We've all been, writing about and talking about network numbers. There is a steady trend line down, and social viewing in real time might be alleged, but I think, as you say, Bob, you can't really stop what's coming.
Is there even any data that suggests a relationship between the amount of social viewing that goes on and the overall popularity of a program?
No, but there is a definite relationship between the intensity, the level of detailed, enthusiastic scrutiny, and the enthusiasm of the viewership for that show. And that's arguably the thing that saved Community.
It has pulled shows back from the brink. These are days when hits are grown. They don't explode.
You have observed, David, that the very tools that Matt relies on for social viewing actually conspire against networks and cable in other ways. Can you tell me what you're talking about?
Well, I'm not the one who blew a whistle and said, hey, let's put all the great shows on Sunday night. The live experience is great, Matt, but a person only has so much time. Some stuff, big events, I'm happy to be there. The rest of the time, I'm going to store up what I want to and play it out at a time of my choosing. And let's say something like I'm hooked on Archer. Does it really matter when I watch Archer? If I put a hashtag on Twitter, people will gather. And the water cooler happens whenever you light a match on Twitter. It isn't necessarily right when the show's on.
That's true, but you do get a bigger bonfire when the show first airs.
Are we going to continue with this metaphor?
Right until it itself immolates, Bob.
Matt, David, thank you very much.
Nice to be with you, Bob.
Thank you.
David Carr writes about media for the New York Times, and Matt Zoller-Seitz is TV critic at New York Magazine.